Welcome to the Marvelous Ones. Woo, I came in really hot.
Yeah.
Loud hot. Not sexy hot. Just loud hot.
That's hot.
Woo, hey. I was hot. I got back off. Off the mic. Whoa. You got to take that with you, man. Take that with you.
I'm not to not unlike you. I'm not used to these things in my face. Hey, we're starting
dagger.
Off early.
We are starting off early with the daggers.
Because we're maybe just a tad bit grumpy because we came from a crummy movie.
And we saw Venom.
Oh, wait. Does that mean you're of a
no, I just think crummy was too nice.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you went deeper.
Yeah, I have... So, spoiler alert. Let's just get that right out of the box.
And so people know, we are fresh from just
fresh.
Watching...
I mean, literally just saw the $6 special.
Out of nowhere, Phil asked me on a date.
I did.
The movie, and I said, okay.
I was like, wear something tight. but yes, we went and saw Venom as a group project. Warren is still serving a suspension, so he won't be here.
He would have loved it.
He'd been like, that's the greatest movie ever. It was so cool how the...
And then it was black, and he was... And like, I remember
it was a white
kid.
Guy, and he turned black. And then he ate people, bit people's head off.
I didn't even go there with that. Did you think of that now, or were you thinking of that prior?
No, when it started, right. I was like, oh, all right,
I didn't even think about that.
Awkward.
But yeah, so we are stinking fresh and ripe from just walking out of the movie theater and watching the Venom movie. So and you know, spoiler, whatever, it's been out, you know, by the time you hear this podcast or whatever, but it's been out for over a week.
A little over a week. Two weekends.
There you go.
If you ain't seen it in the first
well.
2 weekends.
Enough.
I don't know. You know, I think there's so many people that are Venom fans.
There are.
That they went out and saw it. I only saw one person on my whole social media that liked it, and I was like, pretty sure that person's must be stoned.
I don't know how it works either, because they got the bots and then the people that are employed to put nice things. I've seen
this was a real person, somebody I actually know in real life.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen some comments on other things, and they're like, oh, great movie. I enjoyed it. So I gave it, I was hope maybe Spider-Man pokes his head in the final credits.
Spider-Pig.
Something. But let's have at it. You bring up one subject, I'll bring up another.
First, it kind of felt, I don't know, cheesy. The voice.
I didn't mind the voice. I like the voice.
I like the voice as like the bad character, you know, like the voice of a bad character, an evil character. What I didn't like was like how like, at one point in the movie, and this stuck out to me, he was like, thanks, and it was, you're welcome. I don't vision Venom with manners.
Here's the deal. I'm gonna start with an overall.
Give me an overall.
I wanted it to work. Again, the CGI is on point. That's
the
Venom.
CGI is on point.
That's if you wanted Venom CGI wise, they nailed it. But as soon as like I came in late to the movies, which I did enjoy the Regal Manassas Theater, by the way. Little quick free shout.
I call that the Mexican theater. Where you go to Los Angeles, go to Chinese theater. That's where I go.
Oh, wait a minute. There's all kinds of themes going on there that maybe are not the nicest guy on the planet.
Oh, I didn't even mean it like that. I meant like you hobnob and go out there to the Chinese
all right,
theater.
Let's start the survey. And Phil being racist.
That's like way high up there, and I go to a theater in Manassas.
How could I have been confused in you calling it the Mexican Hispanic theater? And I would when I go to L.A. That's my Chinese theater. How in the world could I have mixed that?
You know, I didn't think of it like that. But now that you mention it.
Should I take the yellow subway there, too?
I thought it was
yellow
subway.
Back to the point. Overall, I really wanted it to work. The CGI was on point, and I think they made the mistake that they, in the past, what superhero movies, where they make the mistake. I totally messed up the grammar there. Point being, they focused on the slickness, the superpowers. The story could have been there. There's so many moments when, like, you have the turn, like, where Terminator has compassion for the human being, so he turns to the other side and demolishes the chance of his people taking over. There was a moment in that in Venom, but it was just like, really?
It was a cheesy moment.
Yeah.
Like when...
It could have been epic.
Right. And that was my problem with the thanks, you're welcome thing. Like, we didn't see any of the transition from I'm here to destroy your planet to I'm a good guy, except for I'm a good guy now.
Well, here's the deal. It's all about storyline. If they had kept, that's what, you know, I'm just harping on. It's art, so if it works, it works. But that's why I was harping on if they had kept the Spider-Man and the Bell Tower. Because, again, the original Venom, I'm not going to say the original because I almost don't want to count this. Venom is a betrayed lover. Peter Parker denied him. There was a time when they were swinging around and saw and fighting crime. So that's when Venom got, you know, he understood the culture, the planet, the nuances. But right off the bat, he's got slang and he understands people. No, he'd been in a freaking tube for the entire time he's here. He's out, what, like a few hours now?
Literally, he was out a few, and he was in like homeless people. So it wasn't even like he was in like good quality people. He was, is that bad?
He wasn't like in Home to People. Is that better?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like
you're just hitting home runs all day today.
Yeah. I'm just knocking it out the park right here. Speaking of parks, that's where homeless people
are. Any children or handicapped you want to go after now? Puppies? Anything? Michael Vick? Something?
How did the girl get it from the puppy? How did the girl get Venom from the puppy?
Here's another thing.
We saw how she gave it back to him by sticking her Venom's tongue down his throat. Why do we have to have a gay Venom kiss?
Well, I think that played on some of the earlier comics, which I never read, because I've seen Venom in female form, I think they played that up, so that was maybe a little touch or homage. But you told me that, like, because I came in late, so I missed where you said the other hosts died. And I'm watching, so does that mean the little blonde girl died later?
I'm going to assume so.
And the doggy died, and all the people before?
But the girlfriend didn't. If they weren't a good match, right? If they weren't a good match,
they died.
So, but like the first one was the astronaut who was bringing the four containers of Venom creature symbiotes. I don't know what the plural symbiotes.
It's like furnitures.
Yeah, it's like furnitures. Mises. We're gonna call them Mises.
Mice.
Yeah.
I mean, nice.
So he died because the body was all tore up, and then. He took over another one that rolled in an ambulance, and that one was all tore up. And then an old lady, and then she became a little girl somewhere between the old lady. We didn't see the transition from old lady to little girl. I think they look for a healthy host.
I'm going to even jump back for it. It's just the timing is off. Sort of like where, I'm going to be a little obscure here, where Chris Evans and Hugh Jackman are gone, so you'll never see a Captain America Wolverine team up or versus fight
because
they're gone. I think they're a little... too early with Venom, where they have Secret Wars, where actually the suit Venom came from begin with. That's kind of in the works. I don't think it's been greenlit, but that's definitely, I know from inside sources, that storyline is in the works. So it's just the timing of it, where you know Fox has now bought up where they can bring in the Fantastic Four, and that's how Reed Richards came in and you know did experiments on Peter Parker to see what the heck is going on with this thing that's on him. And then, you know, back to the bell tower. So the story was there. The plot was good for this character, but man, they tried. There was not the heart of comic books was not in this.
No,
across the board. And there's no Joss Whedon to keep a finger or you know just you know have a finger on the steering wheel at all.
It just was lacking from. I mean the graphics, the visuals were great.
Absolutely
phenomenal. The action scenes weren't bad, but they weren't. There was a couple of them where I thought, like, when Venom was fighting, I already forgot the bad Venom's
Riot?
Name. Riot?
Something like that?
Something.
Gray Venom?
Yeah, Gray Venom. Right, like, it wasn't even like, it was very hard to tell who was who in the fight.
And well, it's sort of like, there was no build-up to it. I mean, one of the examples I use is, like, in the Star Wars series. Darth Maul versus Obi-Wan, that was the best, and you know, my martial arts background, not that makes a whole difference in the world, but the choreography was on point. It was dynamic, it was cool, but it's not even a fraction of the emotional potency of when Luke fought Vader in Jedi. It wasn't like, not my sister, and then that you know, the emotion and all the backstory. When Darth Maul fought Obi-Wan, it was like, the choreography was nice, but it was just for niceness sake, and... Again, all of a sudden we had this. It could have been any Marvel movie.
Like we just, it felt scenes. Like we just like jumped into scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
With nothing.
It pulled a Michael Bay Transformers.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an action. Okay, let's throw it in.
Right. And like that's what I think Marvel does so well with. Well, I guess it's the Disney Studios, right?
This was the last end of Fox.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what the Disney Studios do so well, is that I feel the connection to the story. Mm-hmm. In the MCU.
And I think they tried. Venom didn't pop out like full Venom out. He didn't full Venom till, I mean, I was late and it wasn't for another 20 minutes or so, like at least half hour to 40 minutes into the film where we got full Venom. And they tried to do the talkies, and it's I mean, across the board again, like Eddie, is it Eddie, I always can never pronounce his last name. Brock.
I thought Eddie Brock, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was supposed to be the original storyline.
Eddie Brock.
He was just kind of the dumb, you know, jock kind of guy who, you know, didn't like Peter Parker because
But he kind of came off as a meth head.
That's why I couldn't get down. I couldn't nail down his character. He's half great reporter and half not really bright.
Half meth head.
I'm trying to be nice, but you understand what I'm saying? It's like either he's smart or he's dumb.
Right.
He's this dynamic reporter, just great research and journalism skills to like, oh, I don't understand, like MRI, how do you spell that?
Right.
So.
To me, it was like, it's going to be an itchy weekend.
He's trying to be funny. There's so many lines that we're trying, there are at least four or five times where it's like, okay, that was meant to be a funny moment.
Oh, but I missed those totally then.
I mean, opposed to, like, say, where Ant-Man or even Guardians or Thor, like, darn. I'm going to say
you laughed.
And I was like, that's humor. That's straight up, well-earned funny. This one was like, oh, that was cute. It's sort of like maybe you understand this, Phil, you know, asking the girl that's out of your league on a date, and they're like, aw, that's so cute.
Yeah, and they, like, give you a little pat on the face.
Word to the other fellow nerds out there, if there's any kind of forward comment you make to just edge or feel the waters, if you want to ask a girl out, if the reply first reply statement starts with, aw, friend zone, you're done.
Just,
if someone had told me that
just
in high school,
saved
me so much time. I just have to share that. I have to share that.
You know, I'm a jerk, right?
Girls dig jerks, man.
I've been a jerk my whole life.
And then that makes you sexy.
When I was in college, the nerd that lived next to me, no other word to describe the poor kid.
You went to school?
Yeah. He had the biggest crush on the head cheerleader for the hockey team.
That's like every 80s.
Yeah, it was like an 80s movie, right? I lived next to her, and she didn't even know he existed, right?
Of course.
So I told him, but he was like an arrogant nerd, right? He thought he was like superior, right?
Oh, that's not.
I set him up so bad. I was such an idiot.
Oh.
I said to him, I said, listen, I said, you know what we do in New York, right? Because he was from like BF nowheres in Massachusetts, like the middle of the state, one lane of traffic in town, no light, just barely a post office that had a pizza place in it.
So it's the Mayberry of the Northeast.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, listen, and for all you guys who are thinking about approaching that girl that's out of your league, this bud's for you. I said to him, I said, listen, just tell her, look, if she says no, just be like, oh, hey, look, if you think you're, like, lowering your standards to go out with me, I came over here, and I lowered mine to come over here and talk to you. I was like, and then drop the mic and leave. So that idiot did it. You talking about crashing and burning. It was hysterical.
Wow.
I'm so bad.
You're not a nice person.
I'm not.
You have these moments. You're like Venom, almost. Like, you want, like, he can do good in the world, but then you bite off someone's head.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Yeah. Brains are tasty.
There was a bit of zombie in this. I mean, like the homeless people walking around. I thought there was kind of a like the first Asian woman in the Asian quarter before she transferred her venom to the older Asian. She got it looked.
Well, confused. You came in just after they showed that her bone in the front of her leg below the knee, fibula.
But it fixed.
Whatever. But no, it was like she was walking, and it was like
I know, but they like when Brock broke.
I don't think they fixed hosts that they didn't plan on keeping.
Oh, these venoms, they're so...
Symbiotes are just
symbiotics.
Symbiotics. Wait, that was... So one of the guys on the network, he used to own a company called Symbionics. We're going to have to talk to him about that. He'll be in later for another show.
Okay.
We're going to have to... Symbionics. Oh, that was effed up. Anyways... It just had a real cheesy feel to it.
They lost me at the motorcycle scene. It was just like, really? Okay, you have to understand, there's a special class of nerd who really enjoys these movies, whether it's Star Wars, Walking Dead, whatever. You can't mess up. It's the core audience is like the internet. You can't mess up a little piece of grammar, spell check, anything. The police are out there. You cannot mess things up.
It was a nice bike, though.
Okay, but here's the deal. Even before that, I'll even go before that. They're walking around security. This place can shoot rockets into space. It's curing cancer. It's got this giant, sophisticated facility. They have
cameras.
Don't steal my thunder.
Sorry.
They have freaking guards who have drones that explode in the street.
Yeah.
They can't afford one surveillance camera. One.
Right, to know the doctor routed them out.
Yeah, because the doctor, she was walking through all the different hallways and security systems. I mean, you can't walk into a 7-Eleven with like five or six cameras just right on top.
Just on you coming into the studio.
What?
Yeah.
That wasn't
it went up in the corner. But
you know, between that and then, again, got to be the little nerd. I'm fixing my glasses and my pocket protector with the pens. At the very end where Venom bit off the head of the bad guy with the gun robbing the market, I stared at it. As he walked out the door, there's no body on the floor.
Does he totally ingest it? I mean, we didn't see that when they were eating. Like, when they were eating the lobsters and stuff, they didn't totally ingest it. So you would think there'd be, like, a corpse with a head with, like, blood pouring out.
Something, a stain, a drop, something
Get it some on the Oriental lady that owned the store?
Well, something where you need a Clorox wipe later or something. Just a little. Yeah. Give me something. But, I don't know, maybe that was a little bit of... What was this rated, PG-13, or did it go... They couldn't have gone R. Or did it?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
That could be one of those factors.
You know, I didn't hear the F word, so I'm going to say PG-13.
Mm. And the other, but yeah, you know, and I was wondering if again jumping subjects here, was Mr. Lee going to show up? Mr. Stanless
Lee. Lee.
He has his last stands. No, Stan Lee. Yeah, and he did do the cameo.
Yes,
which I was wondering because you know we're
waited
to
the very end.
But it was a full up. He had lines and he walked around. He's walking a dog and everything.
He's walking a dog.
Opposed to like Deadpool 2, because I believe he was upset with his role in Deadpool 1 being the stripper DJ.
I don't know why. That was a great one.
And so we just see his face on the side of a wall or a mural or a poster in Deadpool 2. But he had a straight on, had a line, everything.
Yeah. What else didn't I like about it? There was so much I felt like they could have done better.
How much time do we have here? We want to talk about some Walking Dead at the same time too, or
we can. We have like
comment about me, The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. I didn't even realize the symbiote guy's here. Yes,
Symbiotics.
Symbiotic guy. Yeah, he's all here. We can talk. We can talk Walking Dead. Well, are you done with Venom?
I'd like to be, but I'm trying to think. We covered the main big points. I mean, everything else becomes kind of just going.
The graphics are cool. The storyline sucked a bag of D's.
It could have been good.
It was like they half-assed it.
I'm going to retreat back to they didn't stick to like a storyline that worked, and they focused too much on the powers and the cool Flash because. Again, that's what really sells these movies. It's, you know, it's Iron Man in the suit going, where Captain America says, like, he's my friend. And, like, I thought, you know, I was your friend. You know, like, oh, I didn't care about laser beams and shields. At the point, it's like, oh, shoot. They're about to really go at it, and they're going to go at it with these cool superpowers. That should always be the accent, not the core of it. It's going to make the film have heart. This one absolutely did not have heart. I didn't care if the girl and the guy got together. I didn't care if the villain died.
She could have been hotter.
Yeah, it depends. It just depends on how they want to.
I don't know. She looked kind of very.
Admit it. You're a dude. When you saw the girl Venom, you had thoughts.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
I didn't. I wasn't even like psyched about that.
Really?
No.
They had the extra booty, and you liked the extra booty.
Yeah, I did like. There was like the extra booty, and then I was like. But when I saw the girl Venom, I was like, oh, this is probably wrong because it's probably the little kid.
See, that's a whole other...
right? Because I thought, right, well, it was a dog, and you can't trust those Venoms. You don't know what they're hiding. The other one's hiding a meth head.
Just so you know, I'm not a part of this conversation.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. That's why I was, like, tapped out. No attraction to female Venoms.
Really? Just because you thought it might be... But it was tall. It would be a little Venom if it was...
Wasn't paying attention to that.
I just thought you'd see the booty and everything else will melt away.
No. It wasn't like that. What about Carrot Top at the end?
Oh, the little cameo.
Yeah.
Han Solo's a mentor. And also, what else is he being in? Besides the bar.
Zombieland.
What's Zombieland?
You never see. I don't know how
we had this conversation.
I know. I still don't believe that you know. It
was
claim to know
in
anything.
My Netflix queue, and they knocked it off before I got to see it. Okay.
I can't believe you've never seen Zombieland.
I never saw E.T. either. So.
Well, that's all right.
And Goonies.
Ha! The fact that you have never seen Goonies takes away from your any cred of sci-fi.
I'm afraid not.
Afraid so.
Afraid not.
Afraid so.
Whatever's. Afraid not. Infinity. Wars and Xfinity Wars.
Xfinity Wars, yes. But yeah, I'm not even excited to see, like,
okay, well,
here's the bottom line. I don't really care if they make a sequel.
Well, as soon as he walked into the prison at the very end, stay for the after the credits, it's Woody Harrelson in a Ronald McDonald wig. That's what I saw. I didn't see like a crazy serial killer with red hair. I saw freaking Ronald McDonald about to serve drinks at a 1990s, 80s bar.
Where everybody knows your name.
I was looking for Sammy and Norm to be in the corner.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That would have been scarier. If Norm was in the corner, I'd have been more scared. I'd be like, you kidnapped Norm.
I was more scared of Grimace and the burglar from the original McDonald's than him. But see, that I saw that's the setup, and I'm like, but again, I'm sorry. For you millennials, you're not going to get this, but what's the record that keeps recording again or playing over? What's the
coin? Bone.
The coined phrase. It's a skipping record. It's a repeating record. It's a broken record.
Broken record.
I got no support from you, Phil.
I was clueless. I was like, I'm not skipping. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a broken record. And for the millennials, it's like your playlist where you can't stop it from looping. Essentially. So again, but point being,
did you really have to explain what a record is to a millennial? God,
you seen them next to a payphone or a dial?
Yeah, no, I had to explain dial to somebody.
Okay, so the point is, I'm going back to the fact of, as far as the storyline, if they kept to the original, Carnage would make more sense because, like, I believe Venom had started turning a little more to the good side, so to speak, and then they just brought on Carnage, who was just pure unadulterated evil with Venom powers. There was no hesitation on being bad. Like viscerally bad, and that's what made villains' really badness be a little more not bad,
not so bad,
not so bad.
Okay, we can get into The Walking Dead.
Let's get into The Walking Dead. Negan is back.
I don't think he was ever really gone.
And I'm starting to lean. I will admit this once, and begrudgingly, you may have been right that he may survive Rick and go on even next season.
Yes,
and that's not with it. You know, I don't read the comic books.
Yeah, I don't either.
And they've broken away from it many times already. Yes. So, but yeah, so yeah, I could see him outlasting Rick.
I think so. I think the guy with the beard and the long hair, who I said is going to be a big character, right, is going to lead some kind of revolt that frees him, and Rick gets killed in that. I'm hoping Rick meets Lucille. I've changed my mind. Rick meets Lucille. I'm happy.
Was Rick wielding Lucille?
Thou shalt not dust protest too much. I don't know. You were like, was he wielding?
What, on the,
yielding? What did
on
you
the,
say?
On the horse.
I don't want to hear about it.
The horse in the very first scene-ish. Where,
I think that was just a regular bat.
Okay, it wasn't Lucy. So he's not like using his defeated enemy's weapon.
I would have to look, but I thought it was just a regular bat.
Even on the commercials they showed it, I thought it was I thought it was Lucille.
Oh, I'll have to go back and look. I kind of missed that. If that is true, I missed that.
But it's a different Walking Dead.
And, it is.
And what was it? Oh, I put it in the DVR. It happened to record. I was trying to get some kind of special edition where they're going to go over the next season, but it just recorded a scene when they're still back in the prison. And it was back far enough where I remembered what the cool Walking Dead was.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Because they were doing jump cuts. That's what they're doing, time jump cuts. It was between that and the sanction. Not the sanction. Well, what's the other place where they're cannibals?
Oh, with the governor.
No, the cannibals.
Oh, what was that place?
Oh, they said it in the thing. Well, just let it linger for the moment. Point is, there was a scene where they lined up four or five guys over the blood bin, and they built up the anticipation where usually they won't show it, but they friggin' show the bat them in the back of the head, pulling their head back, slitting the throat, and over one person. Next person. Then it's up to Glenn. You're like, oh, this is it. This is it. I'm not getting any of that from The Walking Dead. It's not that gruesome and gritty. It's like, okay, all right, it's a little emotional.
And the surprise isn't there.
I suppose. But you go from like, because I get it. I still enjoy it. I got a soft heart. Unlike you, I do have one.
Grimace.
I know it is. But yeah, the point is where I enjoy the emotional moments, the reuniting of certain characters who haven't seen each other, romance or bromance or whatever. But then it would be in contrast to this incredible cruelty of humanity at its worst. I'm not seeing that. They're building a community. They want, you know, they're building the Declaration. It's not as sexy as the originals. I don't know if that's just where they. But I mean, they skipped a year and a half. There could have been a whole bunch of stuff, like yucky stuff that happened between there.
I don't think so.
Now they're building bridges and writing constitutions.
And it's been a year and a half, and nothing's growing at the factory. Why are people still living there?
Yeah.
right? Like, it's like the old Walking Dead. It was like, oh my God, there's no more bottled water or Twinkies. Let's move on.
Having said that, they have subtly addressed your issue, though. I got this maybe watching The Talking Dead. They're not driving cars anymore.
Well, yeah, because gas will be flat.
I know, but I'm saying they didn't go to the trouble of trying to explain it, but it
reminded me
that
was part of the whole thing about the ethanol and stuff. But we're like 20,000 years into a zombie apocalypse.
It's like, I think, 2.5 years right now.
But no, it's got to be more than that, because Carl went from like, Carl! They are as many years as there are A's in Carl's name.
But here's the deal. Okay, that's too high concept, Phil. For this show. Point is, like, you can't go by that. And I'm going to use an abstract reference. Like, this is ancient history, but there's a movie called Vacation. You may have heard about it. Again, millennials, I've already lost you. It's not the modern one. It's the original. And after seeing it, I saw it like 5-10 years ago in a Hawaiian resort.
Still holds up.
It holds up, but now it looks more like a period piece between the cars and even the language and the hairstyles. It doesn't feel current.
It feels,
it's not freaking colonials or medieval fighters, but it feels dated.
In the 80s, we didn't have the fights and the battles.
Well, I'm just saying.
We had Country Squire wagons.
It was like late
70s. But we did have Christie Brinkley.
I was never into her, but that's a whole other thing.
In her prime.
It's a whole other thing.
We had Chevy Chase.
Is
that who you were into?
I kind of dug the daughter. What's her name? She was all cute.
Hey, whoa!
I was younger, okay. Young as her back then. So it was an innocent crush.
Okay.
Unlike this
unlike now.
Okay, like, you can let me get to my point here. They messed up. They didn't mess up, but they did the screenings after the movie was shot in the can, and people were laughing at all the right spots throughout the movie. It was hilarious on the focus groups, but then at the very end, they walked out like with a thud. Because in the original thing, they had shot it where they went to like their equivalent of Disney's house and just had it out at his mansion, his front door, whatever, and it fell like a lead whatever. Mm-hmm. So they reshot the entire, all of it with John Candy, the entire Wally World scene where the Chariots of Fire, well, even the Chariots of Fire run and all. Point being, if you look at it, Russ grew about a full foot. In between, there's tall Russ and then regular. I kind of noticed it subconsciously, but then when he said it, it like clicked. So the point is, you made me make this story too long. I'm forgetting my point.
There was no point.
There's a point.
Girl!
Don't base your time lapse on Carl's growth, because that's
he was in diapers
physical.
When the show started, and he died.
You're going to be in diapers by the time I can explain this to you.
I'm not too far from where I am now, right?
Point is, don't look at Carl. Don't look at Carl's time lapse, because obviously he grew 8 years, whatever. But because like Morgan, they're already up to speed with Morgan, and Morgan Momo's been around what, like 8 months at best, you know. So don't do that, Phil.
I'm just getting a little annoyed. I'm glad they're kind of actually figuring out what an apocalypse would be like.
Was that a apocalypse?
I had to flub a word for
Warren. Before we're out, because I hear the music, I want to thank you for inviting me out to the theater.
Yeah, my private screening?
Yeah, it was very
Somebody
nice.
Did ruin it. I talked to the manager.
No, it's cool. I sat down, you put your hand on my leg, and I was like, all right, I'll go with it. I was like,
I drilled a hole in the bottom of your popcorn.
Wow, I wasn't going there. I was trying to keep it PG.
Oh, all right. I'm
I was going to go, boom, boom, that wasn't you, but okay. You go there. You go where you want.
That was the other dude.
Warren, come back.
What do you think Warren's going to do? Woo!
Hey.
We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.